Welcome to our amazing lives.
Oh, thanks. Here's a theme tune on another
No, it's not coming in yet. It doesn't come in for like another like 10 seconds. You can see it on the thing.
No.
See it? Now it's like it's coming in a bit.
I don't know if you can roll a tab in that time, Crispin. It's we're back. You haven't rolled. You're only just at the starting stages.
I've got that out.
You got that filter out, that little mini tampon out. Welcome to Celebrity Gossip Podcast, The Crescent.
What kind of a creature?
Episode what?
76. Yeah.
Six.
What kind of a creature could you use that for a tampon?
A mouse?
No, that was a massive fanny. Massive.
Oh, mouse is on that. Mice on that.
Tube mouse is about that big. That's like
halfway off its body.
You can see where the mouse starts here.
Yeah, but look, well, some mice
they have
massive
quite
fannies.
Heavy periods, don't they? Yeah. Mice. Even on your heaviest days.
Anyway,
you just have to be a bit bigger. I reckon rabbit.
That's a bit too small for a rabbit. Maybe a baby rabbit, but they wouldn't be having their period
rabbit,
yet.
Not like the one in fucking Hackney City Farm. The giant of the rabbit. Just like a normal rabbit.
You're doing an action like it's going in. Look, it's going in now.
But I saw some jam rags down there. Look, the people's ones. They're gone. I'm going to compare them.
Yeah, but why are you doing that?
I don't know. Away.
I think you have as well. Let's not talk about tampons anymore. For animals or humans.
Let's talk about...
locks on the covers.
Oh, where's my one?
Oh, I thought I brought it with me.
Nice downstairs.
Oh, I tried to get it, but...
I brought two beers up as well, so I wouldn't have to go downstairs.
I know. Now, it's because I wanted you to be able to go down the stairs, Crispin, because you like doing it.
I can bring my pen up.
It's part of your... it's part of your act. It's part of your routine. Leaving me fending for myself here alone with the big scary radio mic. We've got like proper, what are they called?
These pop things. Screens.
Oh, we've got pop screens on our amazing microphone.
They've been under the desk for 10 months.
And now I'm so sad that they have been under the desk and I'm pleased they've come out because all they do is make me feel more cool.
Yeah, but we do have to like... crane our heads over. We're looking at each other around the side.
Hello!
That's not what you're supposed to do, I don't think.
I don't think that matters, really.
Right, I need one
of
these.
If we were in a real radio show, we wouldn't actually look at each other, would we? We'd just be behind things.
We'd be really busy doing stuff.
We'd be talking to each other. You'd be able to be writing on little post-it notes, wicker as a bitch.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to see it.
I'd be tweeting about you behind your back.
Well,
welcome back to Twitter, by the way.
Oh, well, I tried to get on it, but I haven't been able to post. I haven't been able to do any posts about the nerds. One of the nerds was called at my work. I've got a whole lot of nerds at my work, and we love them. Me and my colleague love them. We name them all nicknames. We've got Red Nerd because he's ginger, but like he's like a redhead ginger, so he's Red Nerd. And then they've just got simple names like that, you know. And there's one who we thought was gay for ages, but then we realised he was married and he had a baby on the way. So he's gay.
Headmaster Nerd, that's my favourite.
The Nerdmaster. But he's not your favourite. Favourite Nerd.
Is there one actually called Favourite Nerd?
Yeah. This guy who's an Australian guy who my colleague really thought was really cool and nice because he was the friendliest. But now he's been demoted today. She's told me that she's got a new favourite nerd. And he's been demoted. And then I overheard a conversation between demoted favourite nerd and red nerd. And they were talking about the thing about oranges and how oranges aren't actually orange. In real life, they're green when they grow.
What?
But
right.
But they look, it's a bit like for, so I think maybe they, they do something to the skin or something to make it look orange, because then it's a more of a sellable thing or something. So it's not actually a natural thing that they're...
Real oranges are green?
Yeah. They're, like, the original thing is that they're green or yellow, even.
All right.
But this is a fact. And I knew about that fact. And Red Nerd and Favourite Nerd were talking about it, and Favourite Nerd had no idea. And I was like, well, maybe he should be donated. He's a nerd. Maybe he should be demoted. He's a nerd. And yet he didn't know that fact. Red Nerd had to tell him. I wasn't really, too impressed with that. But anyway.
Carrots aren't orange either.
What colour are they?
Purple.
Really?
Yeah.
In real life?
Yeah. Well, they used to be, but everyone liked the orange carrots better, so they grew loads of orange carrots, and scientists did experiments to make carrots more orange.
I'm looking in your eyes and I'm seeing lies. You've got that look about you.
We can look it up on the internet. What is the original carrot? On Google Images. Original...
That's probably the same deal as the orange is in, isn't it?
I don't know. Because...
Purple maroon carrot. Well, carrots are carrot cakes.
They're all orange and they're all cakes. Should we talk about celebrity gossip?
Should we talk about celebrity gossip? Yeah. What's on the cover, Crispin?
Just get her away from me. Jealous feud forces Simon to keep them apart backstage. Danny rages. She's turned into a diva. Cheryl snipes. She's so smug about having a family.
She's having a hard old time of it, poor old Cheryl. Cheryl comes clean on the cover of Reveal. That made me feel like she was going about to do a face wipe on her face and take off all the makeup and then be a normal girl.
Her mum was just going to come up and lick a tissue, a really massive one, and wipe all the makeup off.
She comes clean and says, I'll always love Ashley. Boring. I'm still feeling numb about our divorce. Also boring. I was in so much pain I wanted to die. Not about Ashley. That was when she was ill.
Oh.
Charlotte is stunned by Gavin's dancing skills, but she's got a big smile on her face.
And a tab in her hand, no doubt.
Yes.
Claire Richards. It's fat again.
Well fat, yeah. I saw that. Excuse me, I've got a little cold. I'm going to have to blow my nose at some point.
You're fired.
Oh. Well, okay. Gox wardrobe edit, even. Look at his big, cheesy face. He looks like he's made of cheese. He's definitely saying cheese to the camera, isn't he? Cheese!
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. He's got such a stupid face. Jobless and grumpy, Jordan calls Alex, not Alec Baldwin, Alex, her cage fighter boy, the incredible sulk. Clever, Jordan.
That's brilliant. That's amazing.
It's pretty clever. I don't know if Jordan actually calls him that, maybe.
It's stupid having the things, because we're just going around the microphone and talking to each other around
them. I've got over things still. Come on. If I had a little chirpsy one like you, it wouldn't be so bad, but I've got a massive one.
I gave you the big one.
Yeah, because I've got a biggest mouth. I've got a biggest mouth. Jade's mum...
Did you say biggest or biggish?
Biggest.
No.
Jade's mum forced to pay back benefits. Apparently, Jade's mum spent all her cash on cocaine and holidays with her ex.
Oh, I thought you were going to say...
I thought she was a lesbian as well, but now she's got the pictures of her with a man hugging him on the beach in her bikini.
This isn't exactly front page. It's first page. Angie's hubby is happy to
Angie's
share
happy.
Her... With
happy.
Her lover. That was really difficult to read.
Say that again.
Angie's hubby is happy to share her with her lover. More Angie, about that later.
Angie's hubby.
Mm.
Angie who?
It's a real life thing.
Oh.
Actress Hannah Waterman says she loves her sexy new curves.
That's not Claire the fat one from Steps, is it?
No. It's Hannah Waterman.
Yeah, I know. My mind's got a bit berserk. I was telling, because I've been to boot camp, so I'm a bit bleh. I was telling Sybil, not Crispin, that's you. Sybil, my boot camp trainer woman. Afterwards, after boot camp, I was telling her that Well, I kind of made up a bit of a lie about you. I said, my flatmate doesn't like talking to me when I do boot camp in the evening, Sybil. She said, what? And I was like, yeah, he doesn't like talking to me because I'm just all like weird and mushy and like, blah, 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 blah. I can't really talk properly and I go all strange. I go all floppy and weird. And she was laughing her head off. She thought it was brilliant. And she told me that she wanted me to write a review on her fucking website. I was like, okay. She's like, write that exactly what you just said. I was like, okay, I'll write on your website. It makes me go floppy and weird.
And my flatmate can't be bothered to talk to me because I don't make any fucking sense.
I can't speak anymore. My brain goes to mush.
But no, that's only the first time, like when you haven't gone for ages, and then the first couple of times you go, then you don't make any sense.
Yeah, last Thursday when I went, do you remember you came back and I was just like this?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I was a zombie.
And did I get, to... had to get crisps and put them in your mouth.
Feed me cheesy poops.
Move your mouth.
Yeah.
And also, copy Kelly Osbourne's Chic Style for Less.
Her Chic Style?
Yeah, it's a little bit of an eye close there.
No. I'm not entirely convinced about the chic style. I'm thinking leopard print. Right, why have I become a national hate figure, says... Guess.
Jordan. They all are.
Particular one, it's a stalwart. Very much a stalwart.
Vanessa.
With the X Factor on.
I don't know. I didn't.
Malaria.
Chesel.
Yeah. She's basically because of X Factor. We're in like prime X Factor time at the moment, like it's in the final stages. So, like, basically, they've had an altercation on the show. And this is what it was. The public are turning against her for some reason and she doesn't know why. But it's not just the public. On the first Saturday of the live shows, viewers saw fellow judge Louis Walsh, 58, slam Cheryl after she interrupted him for criticising one of her acts. He snapped, "I have an opinion. It's not all about you, Cheryl."
Ooh!
Shite. Things are kicking right off. God. And then he said later... about why he did it. "She's the nation's sweetheart and I'm not. I snapped at her because I'm fed up with listening to her. It's not her show." Ooh. And also, last week, Simon, 51, Simon Cowell that is, snubbed Cheryl after she tried to blame producers for the row over Gamu, whatever her name is. Also bad. You can see things are really hitting rock bottom for her, you know. He snubbed her. I mean, that's serious shit. Everyone was scared of Cheryl as well, apparently, because she used to be Simon's favourite and now she's not anymore. This is, like, serious playground business. I can understand why she feels like she's a national hate figure, you know.
It's kind of like the...
How does someone deal with
Middle East crisis, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. How does someone deal with
that? Vacuous.
Yeah. It's all on her, you know. It's not...
Shit. How does she cope?
I don't know, but look at that picture. There's her in a cab, the pat picture. She looks like she's like scratching her. She's got like a big red mark on her cheek where her nail's like digging in.
No, actually, it looks like that's like a big pimple. And she's poking it.
It's covering.
Jordan. Oh, God. The thing going in. Oh.
Jordan isn't on in it anymore. Jordan's been out for weeks. What's going on with her?
Oh, the horse riding guy again.
Oh, right.
Claire Richards.
Fatty.
Oh, Claire.
Fatty Bum Bum.
The mum of two is snapped, eating fattening treats, despite saying she wanted to lose her baby weight.
Fucking bitch. What I think she looks like? She looks like, you know, in Little Britain, when they have, what's-his-face wearing a fat suit and dressing up as that character called Bubbles. She looks a bit like that. She looks a bit like she's got a fat suit on and it's not real.
Maybe,
you know what I mean?
Maybe
like,
that's,
you know,
maybe
she's
that's
just
her
unzip
job
it
now.
And take it off and then she'll be all skinny and normal. Well, skinny and steps-esque underneath.
The latest photos of yo-yo dieter Claire Richards show she's no closer to losing her baby weight. It's not a yo-yo dieter, is she? Wouldn't she just...
She's
famous
just,
and then wasn't famous and fat and they went, ha, look at this one that used to be famous, now she's fat.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. She basically decided not to stay being caring about being mega skinny and stuff, and then she had babies and didn't really care about making herself skinny afterwards.
Well, I'm glad we got that cleared up.
Yeah. Right, can I just quickly touch on Jordan and Alex, because she's saying he's the incredible sulk. He says he's spiralling into depression. He accuses her of treating him like a lapdog. Look at his face in this picture. He's doing...
He's belming.
Yeah, what, is that what it's called?
Yeah, no.
That's what he's doing. As well.
Maybe he just had eaten some jelly tots and one was stuck.
Maybe he just thinks Jordan is a twat. Actually.
There's some Hollywood meltdowns I'm not interested.
Have you heard of this new show called The Only Way is Essex?
I have done, only today, through Gossip magazines.
I think we need to watch it.
Do you reckon?
Well, we don't need to, but I might quite like to watch it for research purposes. I haven't really read anything about this, but this is a whole double page spread about Essex thing. And it's basically had people glued to their tellies this week. It's a British version of The Hills crossed with Jersey Shore. Oh, I thought it was going to be a... Oh.
Do you think it was a soap?
No, it is a soap. I thought it wasn't a soap. I thought it was just going to be a Essex Wives type, fly in the wall type thing.
Well, Closer said it was a docu-soap.
Oh.
About people who are ever so slightly connected, but they're only really connected through being on the series, and they set things up for them to do. It's not like...
Oh.
Just following them around in their lives, they set them.
Okay. But it is real people rather than
yeah.
just actors. Oh, I might quite like to watch it. I might have a go at it.
Well, actually. We'll give it a bash, shall we?
Yeah, we'll give it a little bash, just for research purposes.
Oh, listen to this. Listen to this. Celebrity wish list. Ex-Blue Peter presenter Katie Hill, 39, reveals her wishes.
Are they?
In 5 years, I wish... This is like a thing they do every time, yeah? In 5 years, I wish... The call I wish I'd made. I wish I'd said yes when. I wish I'd said no when. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So, in 5 years, I wish I could be living on a beach somewhere with my family. Life is short, so waking up to blue skies next to the ocean with the people that matter is my kind of life. Which is a bit boring. But this one. Listen to this.
Yeah.
The call I'd wish I'd made is for a takeaway last night. But seriously, I do say whatever I think, usually. So if I wanted to make a call, I'd have made it.
Oh.
That's the end of my story.
She's a dick. Who is she again?
She was on Blue Peter.
Now, here's for a bit of discussion time. Let's pretend we're on... let's pretend we're on Jeremy Vine's radio show. Let's discuss. Radio presenter on Radio 2?
Right.
Jeremy Vine's the talking discussion show. Discusses current affairs. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Here's a little thing. Russell Brand takes a battering from television legend Michael Parkinson, who has branded comic Russell Brand pointless. He doesn't make me laugh. I don't think his style of talking is particularly beautiful, funny or creative. Not at all. I don't see the point of him, frankly. Now... Yeah, I'm just a bit... I wanted to discuss
this. Yeah, you've got the hump because now
I like
you love
him.
Russell Brand.
I've always liked him. I've never found him that bad. He's just a bit of a theatrical dickhead and he's always sort of playing the fool and stuff like that. So people get annoyed with him because... But I do actually...
think Parky fancies him. That's why
I think he's a bit jealous because Parky is, quite frankly, looking rather old.
He is old though, isn't he?
He's
like
75, mate. I just wanted to know what you thought about that. I wanted to know what you thought about that. I wanted to know what because we watched him in a thing recently and we were both pleasantly surprised, weren't we? In a movie.
Yeah, and we liked it when he had to go to prison. Had to go to prison for a night and have like £1 million.
Oh, because he
bail.
Beat up a photographer for taking a picture of
his girlfriend's
skirt.
He didn't even beat him
up.
He just got him and went.
He just don't be a dick.
Get off. He went like that. Get off.
No.
Spurs.
Yeah, so we thought that was good. Well, anyway. Anyway, I like this little picture that they've put, these two pictures have put together. They've got Parkinson looking old with a scarf, and then Russell Brand doing that face.
With a scarf.
With a scarf. But using it as a sort of, oh no, no, it's not. I don't know what he's doing. Anyway.
Right, let's talk about Hannah Waterman.
Okay, who's she again? Dennis Waterman's
right,
daughter.
Right, she was this one.
Star
remember this one?
Yes, fatty,
went,
natty.
Bikini
skinny.
With a belly.
She basically got skinny, dumped a bloke because she thought she could do better.
Got mega skinny.
Now is she fat again?
No, she's loving her new curves.
Oh.
Okay, so here's her new curves. Just a pink bikini.
Oh, yuck. She looks awful.
She's just got a funny face. But she decided she'd lost too much weight earlier this year. There's a picture of her being mega thin at 7 stone 10 pounds.
It's practically 8 stone, really.
Yeah.
She could have just had a poo.
And this is it, right?
Before she had a poo, she was 8.
So here she is now. Hannah now weighs around 8 stone and confidently bared all on stage in Canada Girls. How many pounds is in a stone?
14.
So she's put 4 pounds on.
Yeah.
£4.
That's
so it's
pounds.
A double page spread about her putting 4 pounds.
You could lose
£4.
Or put that on over a weekend, really. Like, it's not really a...
Especially if you had a Dixie. Did you say Dixie's been shut down?
Yeah, because it was rapid voted.
Yeah.
Anyway. Also in this programme, The Only Way is Essex, they're obsessed with this new thing called the Jazzles. Have you heard of the Jazzles?
Is it when you put hundreds and thousands on your cunt?
Pretty much. But basically, believe it or not, the Jazzling is the art of applying stick-on jewels to your pubic mound. No, sorry, area. The crystals can last between 2 to 5 days and can be reused. We couldn't stop giggling at the most famous recipient of the Jazzle, Jennifer Love Hewitt, who said, "It's like a disco ball down there."
And what, and that's in this Essex thing?
Yeah, it's like that. So she's just got the stars on her, that girl.
Oh, right.
A bit boring. I don't really understand it. Also, Pete Burns looks like Cher, or Cher looks like Pete
God.
Burns. In that picture up there. You see that? Pretty much exactly the same.
Yeah.
Look at Pete Burns.
Pete Burns has got an arse for a face.
You know, like when you do that thing, when you pull and you do that game about a little chubby wubby kid in a car and then on a roller coaster and then and like when he's going down in a roller coaster like that. That's what Pete Burns' face looks like. He looks like he's had like 2 chipolatas, like the ones we get from Sainsbury's and have for our breakfast. But when they're raw, surgically attached to his face, or like just stapled in, and then he's had his face like pulled back, and it's like this with these 2 big sausages there. It's ridiculous. Why would you think you wanted to look like that?
Did you see in the fridge?
Chipolatas?
No, I bought some hot dogs.
I did see them actually.
I thought that might have freaked you out a bit.
I wonder what you were going to do with those.
I don't know. They're half price.
Mm. I'd quite easily eat those things, although the taste and look of them does take me back to a world of the Atkins diet, when that's the sort of thing that I used to only be able to eat because
just eat hot dogs or cold ones.
You could eat that, but you couldn't really because it was had stuff in it that you shouldn't eat, have, but it was better than eating a sandwich. It was just, you know, mainly protein, but it's not, it's got loads of other gump in it, but it's okay. Like, but if you went to if you were at work and you hadn't taken your lunch with you, your lettuce and chicken salad, then you could just go to the thing and buy Baby Bell and like fake hot dogs, and yeah, the smell kind of makes me feel a bit sick.
Have you ever ate ye olde oak hot dogs in a tin?
No, one of my ex-boyfriends used to love those so much.
Really sick.
They're really sick.
It's like eating eyes.
Yeah, they look a bit eyey as well.
They're not that eye-y. I've
had
bit. Them before.
What are we going to do with them?
I don't know.
Should we have a...
Should we have some hot dogs?
Yeah. They're a bit thin for hot dogs, eh?
No, they're not. They're
well, they're
dogs.
Right, but they're just not, you know. Anyway, do we want to hear about anyone's tweets?
Yeah, go on then. And then that's a nice segue to our social media.
Okay.
Yeah.
Social, celebrity tweets. Jamie Cullum is a bore. I've been taking some singing and piano lessons recently. It's what I imagine marriage counselling to be like.
Really?
You're a bore. I don't even know what that means.
You're a boring little man.
Boring little man. Elizabeth Hurley, my ice machine is broken. Trying to decide if an iceless vodka lime and soda is still better than a glass of water. Elizabeth, darling, they in shops they sell bags of ice that you could get. They have to have an ice machine. Send one of your minions to the store. And get
she's famous. She could probably just like phone up the local cab company and get them to go to the shop, get her a bag of ice and come round.
Or go to a pub, get her a gin and tonic, bring her back. Russell Brand, held in US immigration, little do they know I'm singing God Save the Queen in my head. It's not that clever. Joan Rivers, she always does good ones. People get so freaked out when I say I sleep with my dogs. Calm down, it's not like that. They're no longer interested in me that way. It's quite funny, Joan Rivers.
It's good.
I like it.
I didn't do a laugh because I was drinking this beer.
Yeah, I know. Jonathan Ross, it's probably the last one I'll say. My wife and youngest daughter are both wearing maxi dresses today. I fully intend to join them.
That's good. Back on Twitter, are you? Hey?
Yep, I'm going to tweet you again now that I've got my fancy Android phone from space.
Space phone.
I've got a robo phone. It's all right. I quite like it.
So, if anyone wants to chirp you up on Twitter, what's your thing?
I'm Wicker Woo.
What's your handle?
I'm Wicker Woo on Twitter. Wicker Woo, baby.
What am I looking for? I need my Twitter. Right. Here's the tweet replies. Celebrity spots.
Celebrity spots from people that we know.
Okay, you read this one.
Vincent Twice was going to tell Chimp Donk Celeb Podcast that Mr. Aitzeskin was on my bus. Someone he follows.
This one. I can click it up. You see that this is Hardy, the marvels of technology.
Hardeep Singh, I know him. I can't recognise his face, but I don't know.
I don't know who he is either. Famous, though.
He's a famous person. Was on my bus, but then Bobby Gillespie got on. Rock and roll, cultural satire. Oh, see, there you go. I see, yeah. Bobby Gillespie, there you go. On his bus.
Bobby Gillespie lives just behind the Alma.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was one of the key people who had a little campaign to say they couldn't have a late licence.
Oh, really?
Rock and roll.
Yeah, well, rock and roll.
Who have we got now? Is Emmy Nikesh says, is indie star Emmy the Great a celeb? She came to my book launch. I think she's a celeb. No, the name, couldn't place the face.
I don't know.
You weren't even there.
I know, I couldn't, I had to work. Drew.
This is a good one.
Chimp Donk. James Smith, Glenn, in brackets, from In the Thick of It, standing still outside TK Maxx, staring into a carrier bag, mouthing the word shit. I don't even know who that is, but that's brilliant. I think right. You should just write about people doing funny things that you see, even if they're not famous. That's really funny.
He is famous, he's from In the Thick of It.
I know, but I'm saying even if you see someone not famous doing a funny thing, you should roll it on as well, because it's funny to read out funny things.
I can see people who just send us those things in the podcast going for hours.
Would stop it. Would filter it. God, Crispin. Do I always have to take everything up offline with you?
You're just fucking it up.
Nick Hearn.
Is you going to do it?
I saw Morrissey on Monday night. He gave me a birthday card at my mum's house and then we went for a drive. It was in a dream, though. Oh, Nick.
Right, look, there's loads on the Facebook.
Fucking hell, look at all this. Bloody people.
Look, we've got a vanity email now as well, look. facebook.com/celebritygossippodcast.
Brilliant. Right, so, you want to go first?
That's courtesy of Dan.
Oh.
He told me to do that.
Right, going in. Jamie Hammond.
A certain Terence Stamp was in my office today, a.k.a. Zod from Superman 2. All the ladies got very excited and remarked on his lovely voice. I was just thinking about him spinning through space in a cellophane wrap. Jamie also told me on chat that he was wearing jelly shoes.
Oh, that's weird. Mm. Antonia Bell. I stood next to some bloke at the Boots Medicine Counter yesterday, stocking up on vitamins. All I can tell you is he's playing Rock City tonight. Interesting. But...
Should we say he's playing Rock City?
Yeah. How does she know that? Is he talking about it?
I don't know. I think it would take too long to look up.
Matthew George Duffy.
We'll do that offline. My boss emailed me today to say that he was in Tel Aviv Airport, the queue for the London flight, and that there was Jeremy Clarkson, sunburnt as hell, right next to him, taking the piss out of everything. What a useless email, I thought at the time, but here I am with a second-hand celebrity spot.
And I feel great.
Woo! Lovely.
All right, Captain Duffy!
Another one from Antonia Bell. Moody-looking bloke from Crystal Castles was wearing a hoodie, suffering from cold, and stocking up on vitamins. Is that better? Never heard of them myself.
Oh. So that's the same guy that you were talking about before?
Yeah. So it's good that we didn't stop and look it up.
All right. Adam Priest. Danny Bear walked past my office on Tuesday. Fuck yes. That's a fucking good one. I'm high-fiving you right now, Adam.
They came for Danny Bear. I said she's over there behind the wardrobe.
Yes. Exactly. Jeff Bacon. Go on.
John Turow looking mega camp going into a Soho hotel. And Matt Berry, IT Crowd, Garth Marenghi on Old Street. On Old Street roundabout, looking like he'd come back from a festival.
But hang on a minute, there isn't any festivals at the time of the year. What had he been doing? Maybe he was just taking loads of drugs. Aunt Jones, Jack D! Oh, I love Jack D. I want to marry him. Jack D drove past me on a scooter in West Hampstead. What a twat. He has an open-faced helmet and was following a camera car down the high street, filming for Lead Balloon, I reckon. What's Lead Balloon?
That's his sitcom.
Oh, God, really? I do love Jack D. But I think I love him more than the
Why don't
you
marry him, then?
Because he's married already. Oh. He's too old. He'll be dead before I'm old. Well, maybe not.
Jesus, decent problem.
Danny Saunders.
Oh, yeah, one more, sorry.
Kevin Rowland, who's that?
Kevin Rowland?
Yeah.
He's out of Dexys Midnight Runners.
Okay. So motionless that I thought for a moment that he was an impeccably dressed wax dummy. All right.
No.
Oh, from Nate Lewin on commenting on last week's one. I love it. Oh my God, I love this picture. The wine made me forget how amazing it really was. Right click, save as.
Oh, Black Barbie.
Oh, I love Black Barbie. He's pretty good. He was good last week, wasn't he? I think we were better at doing the podcast as well, as we were able to tame him more.
Yeah.
We controlled him.
The first time he was on, he just talked non-stop.
Mm. And we were like, oh!
Reel it in!
Have we got anything else to talk about apart from problems?
I would like to talk about Confident Tracy.
Okay, that's problems, isn't it?
Oh, Nessa's gastric band diary.
Oh, what I love most about this one, I actually tagged it up because what I love most about it is a before and after picture that she's put in there. And it's saying, oh, she's got a picture of her at the breast cancer care fashion show in October 2009. And then she just recently attended this again, October 2010, same event, it's a yearly thing. So last time she went, she had a particularly bad fashion choice. She's worn a big pink dress and fluffy slippers as well, right? She's there with her husband. And there she is again, not looking that much different, just wearing black.
Pretty much.
Apparently, though, that's a size 20, that's a size 14. I don't think so. If that's a size 14, then I'm about a size 8.
Yeah.
Because I wear size 14s.
So that dress must be made of, like, some crazy alloy.
Yeah. I reckon she was probably wrapped in it. Like.
Yeah, she just got a gastric band off the internet and put it on the outside.
Oh, God.
Right.
Yeah.
Confident Tracy. My jaw aches. I like going down on my husband, but my jaw aches after about 5 minutes. He complains that I don't do it for long enough, but it ends up hurting too much if I carry on. Am I doing something wrong?
Maybe. Yeah.
It's not a toffee, love.
No, yeah.
No,
My advice to you, love, is get a bit of hand action going at the same time. It does half the work.
That's exactly what Confident Tracy says.
You can't do it just with your mouth. It won't work.
Your hands are much stronger than your mouth. Use them to provide most of the stimulation and use your mouth less. Instead of pulling your lips back to cover your teeth... Instead of pulling your lips back... Oh, God! It's like Phantom of the Opera sucking your dick.
Yeah.
Pulling your lips back!
You're like a beaver gnawing away down there.
I would be very interested to know if there are people
that bite
who give blowjobs in that way.
The teeth
pulling your lips back.
Yeah, that's not what you do.
Go on, you do one.
My mother-in-law has bought me the same black patient clutch bag for my last 3 birthdays. It's hideous, and I have a baby in a buggy to manoeuvre, so how am I supposed to carry a clutch bag? I think she's doing it to show how much she hates me. So far, I've said, thank you, through gritted teeth. How do I stop her doing it again? Well, I've got a little bit of advice here.
What's that?
When I was a small girl, and we were having a family feud...
Da-da-da-da-da.
...with my grandmother...
Yep.
I'm not really sure what the feud was about because I was a child, but we're having a family feud. So for Christmas one year, my grandmother sent my dad, who is her son and his wife, my mother, and me and my 2 sisters, her grandchildren, sent the whole family a tin tray for Christmas that she looked like she picked it up from sort of like a jumble sale or something. It was kind of like painted with flowers and stuff, but it would have cost about $2. That's my thing.
Someone's just sent you a tweet, haven't they?
No, that's a text message.
Bro. Mm.
And, yeah. Yeah, so
she sent
us this tin tray, and we were having a family feud, and my dad was really... He was angry about it, but he kind of laughed about it on Christmas Day, but he was angry about it. So what he did was he bought a packet of biscuits, and he didn't scrimp on the biscuits. He bought, like, a nice packet of biscuits. They're called Shrewsbury's.
Dude, they're called the chocolate off.
No, they were called Shrewsbury's. They're ones that was like a little bit like Jammy Dodgers, but they're a nicer version in New Zealand.
Oh, really?
They're a nice version. They're real nice. I'd like to eat some now. Anyway, he bought a packet of these, and then he sellotaped them to the tin tray. Literally, I remember watching him doing it. Got the roll of sellotape, just wrapped it around the biscuits in the tray for ages until it was like properly sellotaped on, so it looked like. It's a definite sign of, you know, this is... And then he sent it back to her. And then all she did was... she knew exactly what had happened. She knew exactly what she was dealing with. She wasn't stupid. But she said to my auntie, oh, isn't it funny? I think David bought me the same gift as I bought him.
except his one was better because it had Jammy Dodgers on.
Yeah, exactly. But so maybe that's what you should do. You should send her a...
There you go with your new space phone.
Yeah. Just did a pre-tweet then. That was weird. What was that about?
It's probably God sent you.
I got a new email and a new text message. That's what it was.
God, it's all go, isn't it?
Mm.
And your new...
So busy.
Social media, mobile life.
Yeah, amazing. Anyway, have you got a problem... Apart from me, my social media, mobile life, my amazing phone.
My man's too sociable. How much time is healthy to spend as a couple versus time spent with friends? My boyfriend of a year spends at least 2 nights a week with his mates. And when we go out together with our friends, he's rarely by my side.
2 nights a week? Okay, yeah.
Fucking hell.
It's all right. So what?
That's a bit much, though, isn't it? 2 nights a week.
Why?
If he's in a relationship, he should have, like, once a month, he should be allowed to go out with his mates.
That's bollocks.
I think that's about right. You're just doing a radio presenter thing where you're just carrying on the conversation with me whilst playing with your phone.
I'm sending a text message. It's now over. It's done.
Read me out a problem.
I'm going to read you a problem right now. It says this. He hates condoms. I've been with my new bloke for 6 weeks. We started off having safe sex, but now he says he hates condoms. He claims they ruin his pleasure by deadening his sensitivity. Oh, that old chestnut. I like and trust him, and he says he's clear of any STDs. Should I let him have his fun and chuck out the condoms? Well, you should let him have his fun and go along to the doctor and let them stick something down his japs, and then we'll find out if we have sex, shall we, without a condom. That's basically what they should do.
That's about size.
That's exactly what Vanessa said as well. She didn't say it in such a nasty way. Have you got another one?
Am I too loud?
Oh, I don't know.
I like getting quite wild and noisy during sex with guys.
Oh, with guys.
But I get the impression it freaks them out.
Oh.
Do you think I should calm it down a bit?
Depends what you're doing, you know, if you're
yeah,
doing...
it does really, doesn't it?
Or something like that, or like, were you just going, oh? Or are you like, you know, what are you doing? Are you making animal noises or singing a song?
Like, if you are.
My heels are alive!
It was a Mary Poppins! Yeah, what? If you're freaking them out, you're probably doing something weird.
Basically. Because basically, if someone makes a lot of noise when they're having sex with you, you just think, obviously doing something right, it's quite good. You know, you don't think weirdo, unless they are shouting mum or something weird.
Mummy!
Got anything else to say about that? Or shall I move on to my next one?
Yeah, go for yours.
Dear Vanessa, my boyfriend talks so much about celebrity sex tapes. Paris Hilton was all over the net. Kim Kardashian's was her route to fame, etc. Even though those were leaked, he thinks that if we make a really explicit sex tape and release it, we'll rake him big bucks.
Oh!
I never wanted to be a porn star, but if it would make us enough cash, it would be well worth it. So, what makes you think that you would be able to make... it's like big bucks from...
Well, she's put it right there in her letter. These nobody people...
There weren't nobodies when they did
no,
it.
No, they were. They didn't have, like, mega rich parents and were already in the public eye or anything. They were normal people like you and me. They made a sex tape. It went on the internet. And then they're mega famous. And their whole job is being in gossip magazines.
Here, wherever, yeah. Exactly. Amazing. Any more?
I've got some doctor ones.
Okay.
Nah, boring. Fact or fiction? Men lose weight faster than women. Fact. Eat shit.
Oh. Well, yeah, it depends what you're doing, doesn't it?
They did a test or something. I don't know.
I've been with my boyfriend, dear Mrs. O, I've been with my boyfriend for over a year and he wants to have sex every minute of every day. He always tries to grope me and whenever I ask him to stop, he gets in a mood. I prefer to cuddle up and watch the TV and I don't want to feel like sex is some sort of chore. I'm worried about his demands. Wow, what's your take on that?
Go out with someone else?
Yeah.
There's fucking... a million people on internet dating sites who are just as happy with a glass of wine and a DVD.
Yeah, as they are having ridiculous sex. I reckon if he is wanting to have sex all the time, then his sexes are really just like short and pumpy. You know, like, over. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Just cause friction burns and that's all they do. Oh. Not enjoyable for the woman.
Segway.
What?
Sex is painful. I've been finding sex very painful and my vagina feels sore straight after. What could it be? Dr. Christian said,
someone who's
most likely
sex
something
doing
is really badly wrong with your cunt. You must come to my surgery immediately so I can investigate.
Is he cheating, Mrs. O? I'm worried about my fiancé. He's always on the computer and secretly sending sneaky texts. I've heard rumours he is the cheating type. You've heard rumours he's the cheating type and he's your fiancé. How long have you been your fiancé for? How old are you? And I do have doubts, but I don't want to chuck him if he turns out to be totally innocent. I love him so much and I want things to work. This doesn't sound like a marriage made in heaven.
Not like. Really.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sounds like a marriage made in Billericay.
Her name is Heidi. She doesn't say where she's from. She's 27, though. Definitely Billericay. Must be. I think I'm bored of all of these things. But I do have a couple of top tips. Do you have anything else you need to talk about before?
No.
Okay, I've got a couple of top tips just to finish us off. Some of the clothes hangers I used for my jeans broke, but I didn't throw them away. They came in handy for keeping packets of food clipped shut and fresh.
What?
Yeah, exactly. What does that mean? Here's a coat hanger. It's made like that.
Oh, right, the clippy ones.
The clip fell off. So she used it to clip a Bombay mix together instead. For a cheap and resourceful way of laying out buffet food at a party, I reckon this person says buffet, though, not buffet. use washed plastic microwave meal dishes. They're perfect for crisps, sausage rolls and mini pizzas. And you can use them for the sweet stuff too. Now, obviously for this top tip to work, you'd have to be the sort of person who eats a lot of microwave meals.
And what a ghastly commoner they would be.
Well, obviously, this one's called Kerry. She's from fucking Swansea. For God's sake. Such a beautiful place, apparently. I didn't want to buy a pricey halter neck bra to go under my new black dress, so I rummaged through my holiday clothes. My black bikini was perfect. It supported my boobs and didn't show under my frock. Fuck me, these people are... They could be... Dragon's Den is the next step for these guys, honestly. They're on their way to their riches.
Serious.
Surreal. Right then, who are we playing out to?
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. Oh, I have to try and say the word properly.
Oh, no.
Cerebral Ballsy. I did it. Cerebral Ballsy.
I did it.
I done it. It's a difficult word to say. You say it.
I can't. I would like to see it written down before I say it.
Okay, I'll show you it here.
Um 48 minutes and 22 seconds.
It.
Show me it afterwards. We're playing out
there
to them.
Is. Oh no, it doesn't say it.
We're playing out to them. Oh. What are they? What's the song?
Insufficient Fare.
And where can we?
The video to it's really good.
Where can we find that, Crispin? On YouTube.
Google Cerebral Ballsy.
Okay.
It's B A L L Z Y.
The advertising on this show is second to none.
Amazing. It's good though. It's the band the Beastie Boys wanted to be.
Oh, okay. Let's listen to it. Rock okay. out. Rock out.
What are we going to do? It's almost midnight.
Maybe watch a little Mad Men.
Mad Men. Mad Men crew.
Night.
Yeah, at the end. Bye. Didn't work. It's still going.